ones that are separated out.
So why the mix of single family?
I mean, it doesn't have to be. They just felt that putting the single family along Bee Creek there and the triplexes behind it would work the best.
You need an answer. I'm going to make a motion to approve this for R2. That's the compromise that I'm thinking of.
So a recommendation for approval of R2?
Mm-hmm.
So we do have we do have a motion. Anyone consider a second? So that we could get to a vote?
No, I'm kind of on unfamiliar ground here. We haven't dealt with this problem enough to really, I've been here for a long time, but I haven't dealt with this problem. But I think George has come up with a reasonable compromise, and I will second the motion.
So we have a motion and a second to approve the recommendation from O to R2. Is there any further discussion?
So just a question, so then
sure.
All the property mm-hmm. is then open to R2?
Correct.
Yes, sir.
Not just those parts.
No, we're voting on all the property.
All the property.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any other comments, questions? All those in favor of the motion, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. And the count was, I can't see.
There's two opposed.
You just call me a fat head?
No. Tall.
4-2.
Well, there's seven.
Or seven? 5-2. Oh. Seven. Count. Yeah.
5-2 recommendation to the county commission.
Yes.
Okay. We'll be in contact with you.
Thank you. Well, that was a struggle. Felt like I was failing my duties as chairman.
There is a lot to think about on that.
I don't
and
think
truthfully,
so.
Like I said, I've been here a long time, but I'm not that familiar.
Okay, the next item up is actually postponed, 847 Airport Road, Branson. So that moves us to the next item is single-family home, nightly rental use of single-family home located at 1720 Sunset Inn Road, Branson.
Case number CUP, conditional use permit number 21007, request made by Haley Fleming, Rock Spring LLC, is seeking planning commission approval of a conditional use permit for nightly rental use in an existing single family home in an A1 agricultural district. Per the assessor's information, the subject's property is approximately 57 acres in size with a garage, single family home located on the property. Applicant received special use permit approval number 2017 on October 13, 2020 for the ability to operate up to 10 glamping sites for nightly rental and to rent a private pavilion for special events. This development is south of the single-family home on this application. The surrounding properties are zoned A1 agricultural and R1 residential. Property is served by a private well for water and an on-site waste septic system for wastewater. So this is our standard nightly rental conditional use. The specifics would be three based on the three-bedroom. Maximum occupancy would be eight. Four parking for eight is going to be four parking spaces. And then nine, the proposed buffer is the native vegetation between the single-family home and the adjoining large parcels. The home is 500 feet to 1,000 feet from any adjoining property lines. So zoomed out down T Highway to Sunset Inn Road, back to the west. I've got the parcel highlighted. Does everybody have a feeling, know where we are? Here's our zoning. Location of a three-bedroom home, and for some reason this didn't stay highlighted, but here's our parcel. With that, I would turn it over to the applicant.
All right. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Scott, thank you for your time and for helping us with this. And Presley, thank you for you as well. We really appreciate it. Well, again, my name is Haley Fleming. I live currently at 1720 Sunset Inn, located in Branson, Missouri. Tonight is the proposal for the nightly rental at 1720 Sunset Inn Road. A similar establishment nearby is called Sycamore Family Creek Ranch. And so let me remind you of some of the things that that individual and that establishment is approved that they currently have. Lavish weddings at a barn, outdoor chapel, and an amphitheater is approved. Movies outside, fire pits, small orchards, pumpkin patch, Christmas tree lot, picnic areas, camping, lodging, a bunkhouse, individual cabins, retreat conferences, pony rides, horseback riding, farmer's market, petting zoo, a restaurant, concessions, a zip line, and again, this is all past 1720 Sunset Inn, and I might make most notable tonight is they are approved for a development of a village, which will be approximately 245-unit residential housing complex, condominium style, all past Sunset Inn Road, or at the end of Sunset Inn Road, past my residence. Proposed location will not have an adverse impact or be detrimental to endangerment of public safety. Scott, I have a picture up there that I would like for you to show everybody so you guys can get a better feeling for that. So this is the residence in the circle there. That's also the feet from the residence to the property lines for other individuals that live there. So the house to the Moore's barn, which is just the 575-feet line there, it's actually 1,936 feet from the house to their barn. The house to Hopkins' house is 1,647 feet, and then the house that's across the street from the 1720 house to Seth and Carissa is 1,088 feet. So it's back in the woods for sure, but I wanted you guys to see that tonight. The next picture, proposed location, that is where this will not limit the enjoyment of property owners or diminish the property values. This picture right here is one of the individuals that live just off Sunset Inn. A lot of burning is here. A lot of trash piles are also located there right along Sunset Inn. So if you guys were to propose this, individuals that would be renting the nightly rental, they do have to pass this individual area where they do burn a lot of trash there. The next picture is also located on Sunset Inn. Again, a lot of individuals do park in the yard. This one, that truck's been there for 5 years since I've been there. They do mow around that. Just so you guys as the board can get a better feel for what we're looking at here on Sunset Inn. Scott, there's three additional pictures to follow this. This is within the walking distance of 1720 Sunset Inn. That's a house right there. Two other pictures, Scott, if you wouldn't mind to show. It's also located within walking distance of 1720 as well as that area. This will not impede the normal and orderly development, but will only improve the surrounding properties. Picture one is the Moore property. No one lives here currently, but it is a farm that is well established. And that is, again, 1,936 feet from the property that I'm looking at. Picture number two is a corner. Next picture, Scott. That is a corner lot from where the house will currently be. Again, just to show you guys a better visual. Picture three. This is right across the street. Again, Seth and Carissa's place. That is 1,088 feet from the actual 1720 Sunset Inn. So you guys can get a better feel for that. And then the Hopkins is the last the last picture there again, and you can see his house there in the back in the distance. Quiet hours, if approved tonight, will be 9 p.m. to 8 a.m. Traffic, with a one nightly rental, there will not be an impact. No bright lights will be an additional, you know, added bonus to the house by any means. It'll be all normal residential lighting. And Scott, if you go to the next picture, there's a picture of what the house looks like in the evening. Again, very basic general lighting that will happen. Adequate public safety. Next picture will be additional security that we have added for the gate. This is, again, from Sunset Inn Road. That's where the house is. So you can just see barely just the rooftop of the house, so there won't be any impact from Sunset Inn Road. The next picture is the gate that we don't want individuals that are renting there to see the neighbors, and we don't want them to see them, so vice versa. So the feeling is very mutual, so we built this gate so that they could then stay back there if they choose to, as well as a padded lock just for more public safety there. The next picture is a buffering berm, really, that I built, about $30,000 investment there on Sunset Inn, so that we can then, again, hide the house a little bit more. Also, people that are coming down the glamping site, they will not be able to see, or the lights will not shine in the residence of Carissa and Seth's house. When talking with the fire department, the chief came out on premise, and we did talk with him, and they did say that a sprinkler system is needed, so I went ahead and took his advice, and I'm on the waiting list, if this approves tonight, that we will in 2 months have a sprinkler system in the house that's required by the fire chief. The width of the road is approved, which is the driveway, so if there is an emergency, they will go in the glamping site, and then they will then end up out the main gate or vice versa. The road is approved width-wise for the fire truck. Sewer, there's a 1,000-gallon concrete tank, 300 feet, 10-inch sewer pipe grinder pump from the house to the camper pad, then gravitates from the camper pad down to the sewer system, so the sewer is in line via the fire chief. The well was put into service for 4 residential homes, 4,000 square feet plus for each home. Financially, I'm prepared for the sprinkler system to add a water holding tank or drill and a secondary well at the end of the system if that is needed. Electric is all underground so that the individual can enjoy the beauty of the Ozarks. Adequate access routes are provided and designed to provide ingress and egress to the to minimize traffic congestion on Sunset Inn. And so there's 2 pictures right there. If you're pulling out of the gates to the next picture, Scott, that is looking to the right. And then if you go to the next picture, it's looking to the left. So I'm asking tonight that you approve a nightly rental and give me the opportunity to succeed. Thank you so much for your time, and I would allow for any questions that you might have tonight.
So with what was previously approved, are you doing the glamping site?
Yes, sir. We're about 10% finished. Yep. So okay. It'll be up and running in no time. Thank you for asking. 80%. I'm sorry. Yes. 10% to go. Sorry. We're working nights and weekends.
Yeah.
10%. Yep. And we'll be there.
Okay. Let's see. Did anyone sign up to speak for this application that's in the audience? Anyone opposed that signed up to speak? Okay, we have a couple. You want to go ahead
seat? Sure.
And we'll let them, and then we'll ask you any other questions. Do you all have a preference who comes first?
I'm Terry Hoskins. I'm our next door neighbor, and that's pretty much my barn she keeps taking a picture of. You know, and I make my own charcoal, so there is a lot of burning going on down there. I guess my question is you going to do nightly rental and the lamping sites? Is this going to all become commercial land, or will it stay residential? Taxes are going to change. I don't want to bleed over on my property.
Right? Is that?
No, it's a conditional use permit in A1, so the zoning, it's not a zoning change request. It's a conditional use permit in A1.
But if you keep building commercial things for rental and this and that, it's got to become commercial at some time, doesn't it?
Not necessarily.
The houses, the lamping, you got also a construction company yard on the other end.
Well, those are all conditional uses in A1. that we're continuing. I don't know if you're talking assessment. We don't have any
assessment.